huge news, years in the making, my brand new book that my publishers refuse to publish, Money Matrix. Beat the money system and build generational wealth. Understand the three main ways that the banks productize you and make money from you. You'll be able to turn that system against itself, build generational wealth and multiple streams of recurring income. It's all at moneymatrix.cash. And if you're quick, the first few hundred registrants and buyers will receive many special bonuses from me. The brand new Moneymaker Summit 3-day special event. Meet me at a champagne reception. Meet me at a multi-millionaire networking dinner. Go now, moneymatrix.cash. This is huge.
The Money Podcast by best-selling author of Money, Rob Moore, dives into how to make, manage, and master money. How to know more, make more, and give more. How to save, invest, and raise money. The Money Podcast is for anyone who wants to make more money in a job, profession, or passion. For money masters and money disasters. They say money doesn't make you happy. Rob says it does.
Hi, it's Rob Moore here. Now, most people think that they need cash when it comes to starting a business, having currency and value and being able to make money. You know, some people think that you need money to make money. I completely disagree with that, and not just through opinion, but through evidence. Because back in 2005, I apexed up at about £50,000 worth of debt, or you could say plummeted down. And that was in the form of credit cards on credit cards on credit cards and a car loan, not including good debt, like the one good mortgage I had. I turned that around, and it didn't happen overnight. And, you know, it's a bit of a long story for another episode. But I turned that around and made about $100,000 clear in my first proper year working in my new venture. I became a millionaire before the age of 31. I did dozens of property deals, none of my own money down. And I learned along the way that there are many more assets than cash to make cash. But of course, right now, with many places not taking cash because of viruses, and in reality, I think we know that we're moving towards a cashless society. I think maybe the powers that be like that idea so that there's less tax avoidance. We could be more controlled when it comes to our finances. And I think you've got to make some decisive actions to control your finances. So I'm going to list to you 7 other currencies than cash. A couple of things before I do that. Number one is coming on December the 3rd. It's a brand new book. I've co-authored this with Gerald Ratner called Reinvent Yourself. I think it's a vital book. We actually planned to launch it before the lockdown, but this is actually perfect timing because of the lockdown. And also next week on my Money Podcast, I'm going to be interviewing Gerald purely on losing, like he was doing 1.something billion in revenue in the 80s, which must be like 5 billion now. He was doing that in the 80s in his European jewelry business, biggest jeweler, in Europe. And then he lost it all. He literally lost everything. And then he turned it around and made millions again. So I'm going to interview Gerald on my Money Podcast purely about making millions, losing millions and making millions again. You know, the ebbs and flows of his journey. But on December the 3rd, the brand new book Reinvent Yourself comes out on Amazon. If you're listening to a recording or this episode after that launch date, go get that book. So that'll be a unique. Gerald will only be the second person I've interviewed in nearly 200 episodes on the Money Podcast. Okay, so I reckon there are 7 other forms of currency other than money that you really want to leverage. So the first one is relationships. So I've just launched a brand new event, which will be happening Feb 2021, called the Young Entrepreneurs Summit. And I'm doing this in collaboration with the Prince's Trust. It's a not-for-profit event to help young and underprivileged entrepreneurs start and scale their business. And I reckon the combined speaker fee, let me work this out. I reckon roughly on average, it's about $100,000 per speaker. I've got one speaker who's $250,000, one who's $75,000. So if I take all the speakers I've got, let's say 15 of them, they're all nearly all agreed now. And let's say their average speaker fee is $150,000, which is about right. That would be 1.5 million it would normally cost me to hire all those speakers for the Young Entrepreneurs Summit. But they've all waived their fee, A, because I'm doing a Young Entrepreneurs Summit for my foundation and the Prince's Trust, so it's a not-for-profit, but B, because of the relationship I've built up with them all over years and years and years. Some amazing people. I can't mention the names just yet because some are confirmed, but some aren't. But massive celebrities on the biggest TV shows the world has ever seen. That's not an exaggeration. Some of the biggest influencers and people in property in the whole world. Massive celebrities, 3 billionaires. And they've all agreed to waive their fee because of the relationships I've built with them over the years. These are all people I've worked with before. And had I not had those relationships and connections, and of course, they get offered to do speaking gigs all the time. And I'm sure they get offered to do charity gigs all the time. One person messaged me saying they've got 300 outstanding requests for them to speak. But my relationships, my connections, the goodwill, that is a form of currency. And that doesn't cost you any money. That is time. That is kindness. That is value creation. That is, you know, humanity, really. Okay, the second thing, the followers, the fans and the subscribers and the community that you've built is a currency. Now, the old school marketers used to say that an opt-in, an email subscriber or a social media follower would be worth at least £1 per person per year. And I have now, I think, 1.2 million followers and subscribers across my platforms. You know, so that in theory, according to these, should be £1.2 million per year in revenue that we could generate. In reality, for me, it's more, though I definitely don't sell enough. I should be selling to you more. Bad me. Well, I'm losing my touch. But, you know, sometimes we can do 15, 20 million plus in top line revenue a year just in our training companies. But minimum £1 per follower, per subscriber, per fan, per opt-in, per year. It could be £5 or £10. You know, for example, Audemars Piguet or Rolex or Patek Philippe, their average watch buyer would not just have one purchase. I had a dozen APs at one point. And so, you know, the average Patek Philippe, Rolex or Audemars Piguet buyer might have 5 watches in their collection. So, you know, their average lifetime client value isn't just a 30 grand or a 50 grand watch. It might be 150 grand over the lifetime. So your followers, your fans and your subscribers, they're much more of a currency than money. Money, easy come, easy go. Easy make, easy spend. Hard make, easy spend. But once you've got a relationship, you've got that relationship for life. Once you've got the follower, the fan, the subscriber, you've hopefully got that for life. Okay, the third form of currency, maybe more powerful than money, is information. So that could be in the form of online courses that you create, masterminds, mentorships, retreats, consultations, your content that you give, the education, the inspiration, the motivation, the direction, the focus that you give your followers, fans, subscribers, clients, and customers. So information is a commodity now. It is up there with the value of things like oil that are tradable. And definitely when there's lockdowns and viruses and recessions and restrictions, information becomes more valuable. The more you learn, the more you earn. And actually, it was information that got me out of debt. And it was information that helped me make money, learning how to sell, learning how to do marketing, and then creating a coaching practice, and then building a speaking business. Much of my 20-odd million, and it fluctuates year on year, turnover may be a bit less this year, but the profit margin will be up probably 300%. But much of my revenue comes from my book information that you can see behind me if you're watching the video, or endorsements and sponsorships on podcasts and YouTube videos, and you know, all the content that I put out there on social media, and then people join my supporter program, and they use the Stars currency feature. So when you learn something, when you get good at it, when you've got credibility and experience, and you know there's something that you know that other people could value from, I believe I would almost say it's your duty to package that up into information and inspire and help others. And even if you don't want to make it a full-time business model yet, although it's probably one of the best business models in light of the virus and the lockdown, you can still give value. You can post on social media. You can create a podcast. You can just build lots of goodwill. And then you can turn the money tap on later should you choose. Okay, the fourth form of currency, of course, is digital. And that might be, for example, cryptocurrencies, of which there are many. Facebook have a feature called the Stars feature, which looks like it might end up being their currency, but you can basically pay and donate for things on Facebook in the form of stars. You buy stars, convert cash into stars, just like you buy Bitcoin, convert cash into Bitcoin. Obviously, Bitcoin's become a bit of a sort of an investment or a speculation for people because of its really finite supply. But really, it was initially designed as a currency. It was used in the Silk Road. It was used in the dark web. And it's deemed to be a more secure form of currency. I believe you're going to see way more digital currencies come out, not just cryptocurrencies, but individual social media or e-commerce platforms are probably going to create their own currency. I can imagine that Amazon and Google and Facebook, they probably want their own currency. They might become their own bank. They kind of want you to stay on their platforms. They almost want to be a service provider of everything. What does Amazon call itself? The everything store. You know, when you're on Facebook, people want you to stay on Facebook. So stars, there's bits. There's a lot of these social media platforms are creating their own currency. Digital currency is, of course, the future. It is faster, easier. There's less friction. It's often more secure. So, yeah, you want to embrace this as it moves. Okay, the fifth form of currency that's probably better than cash is tech. So that could be linked to crypto and digital, but technology, anything that makes our lives faster, easier, better, whether it's AI, Internet of Things, you know, this is only growing exponentially. I love following Peter Diamandis on this subject. I'm trying to get him on my podcast and do some work with him. You know, he talks about the exponential growth of technologies. You know, at what point does the human and the robot become one? At what point do we have a chip subcutaneously? I mean, they've tested these in, it's some Scandinavian countries. People have been having chips put in subcutaneously under their skin, you know, for entry and exit to offices and to use other functions. You might just have a chip and, you know, instead of tapping your phone to pay, you might just tap your hand. You know, and I know this stuff seemed a bit sort of sci-fi, but I think it's really coming into reality. So where you can embrace technology, where you can have people pay you and exchange with you faster, easier, with less friction. Think about that one button that Amazon did, the one-click order. Do you remember every time you had to go online and shop, you had to put all your details in again, your home address in again, your credit card information, and then it would fail and then you'd have to do it again. It took so long and that just stopped you buying stuff. It created friction. You remove friction. One click buy everything. One click drain your bank account. So technology mixed with digital is the future and you want to embrace this. Okay, the sixth thing is brand, personal brand especially. So brand is goodwill. It's mind space in the mind of hopefully as many people as possible. Think fizzy drink. Maybe you think Coca-Cola or you think Pepsi, but you probably think of a brand. Think running shoe. You might think of Nike or Adidas, but you're going to think of a company. So in your space, you want people thinking of you. I want people thinking of me when they want to get educated on property or business or personal development or podcasting or you know, learning about entrepreneurship and authoring. I want them to think about me. And that is building a brand. Brand is essentially what people think of when they think of your niche or your industry or your specialism. And if your name is in the mix, you need to be in the mix. You know, Mindspace is everything, really. And of course, the modern version of the brand is the personal brand. So your podcast, your YouTube channel, the followers and fans and subscribers you have, which links back to point two. So many of these currencies link together. To build your personal brand, you want to have something to say. You want your own unique take on it. And the good news is you're unique because we're all unique. You want to be prolific on social media and put yourself out there into the world. You want to be on all the media channels, TikTok, podcast, YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, Pinterest, LinkedIn, Twitter, yada, 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 yada. All right. And then the seventh form of currency, the newer currency than money, is trust. Now, trust isn't new. Trust is older than all of these combined. But trust is always the greatest currency. Money loves trust. Money follows trust. The more trust a bank has in you, the more they will lend to you at a lower interest rate. Interest literally means the interest that the lender has in you. So the more they trust you, the less security they will require, the more relationships and partnerships and collaborations you're going to create. And trust is the greatest currency. And of course, they say, don't they, that a trust or a reputation can take 10 years to build, and overnight it can be broken. So build trust by giving good value using the law of reciprocity, by doing what you say you're going to do, by doing the right thing even when no one is looking, by helping and offering value and support, and not just looking to take, but also serve and solve. Okay, so let me summarize these, because I'm always told that the summaries are useful and people tune in at different times on the live. I have covered, I believe, 7 newer, more modern, and maybe even more valuable currencies than cash. Now, one of the reasons I'm doing this is because it's going on the Money Podcast. So you can subscribe to my podcast on iTunes or Stitcher or anywhere. It's called Money. But also, we're launching on the 3rd of December a brand new book called Reinvent Yourself. It's my first book in 18 months. And for me, 18 months is a long time to not write a book. I've actually got one coming out in a few months' time, and I'm writing 3 at the moment. So it's going to be book crazy. But this is my first book in a long while. It's called Reinvent Yourself with Gerald Ratner, and it's vital right now. I'm also going to be interviewing Gerald Ratner on how he made millions, or even billions, lost millions, and made millions again, coming on the next episode of the Money Podcast. So, cash, an outdated currency. The newer currencies that you probably need to leverage as much as cash is relationships and connections. It's followers, fans, and subscribers. It's information and knowledge and education and experience. Is technology making people's lives faster, easier, better? Is digital currencies like cryptocurrencies and all the new currencies that are probably going to come up on, you know, the big 4 companies or the big companies or the social media platforms? It's the brand. And of course, brand traditionally was company like Coca-Cola and Pepsi and Apple, but now it's the personal brand and people trust a person more than they do a corporation. And then the final and possibly greatest currency is trust. Make sure that you do everything you can to preserve trust in you. So thanks for following my work. This is the Money Podcast. So you can subscribe on iTunes or Stitcher. If you don't risk anything, you risk everything. And I look forward to you jumping on board and grabbing Gerald Ratner and myself's collaborational new book, Reinvent Yourself, which right now I think we need more than ever. I think there's sort of the concept of one career for life, I think that's dead. I think the concept of a safe, secure pension for the rest of your life, I think that's dead. People are living a lot longer. Technology and the speed at which things change is growing exponentially. So I think you probably need to maybe reinvent yourself 3 or 4 times in your career. If you look at the greatest pop stars of our time, of all time, Michael Jackson, Madonna, etc., they constantly reinvented themselves probably every decade. And those that last, have one number one or one good album, they often don't reinvent themselves. I think if you want to be able to endure crashes, recessions, lockdowns and viruses, you need to constantly reinvent yourself. And it's not just about evolution, it's about revolution. So join the revolution and jump on board and get Reinvent Yourself by myself and Gerald Ratner on the 3rd of December. And if you're listening to this after the 3rd of December, then you can get it right now. And the audiobook is coming out about 3 months afterwards, something like that. We like to do a stage launch because I get asked about that a lot. So please share this if you found it useful. If you think there's people in your community and your following that could benefit from this information, it's wise to remember you don't need money to make money. That is an old wives' tale. Of course, it's nice because, money does increase the speed at which you can do things, scale your business, marketing, you can hire, you can create legals and contracts and assets and IP quicker. If you've got an invention, you can obviously fund that with money. But who says that money has to come from your pocket? Could be a joint venture, could be a loan, could be a partnership. I partnered with Mark Homer, still partnering with him today. And he funded our first sort of dozen deals. And then his mum and his stepdad and then my mum and my uncle and then people who came on our courses and partners and friends, they all funded hundreds of deals with us. And then, of course, banks and angels and dragons. So, you don't need your money to build your assets and your investments. You need resourcefulness, creativity, trust, enthusiasm, passion, energy, drive, focus. You need to be, solution focused, and you need to serve. You need to desire growth. You need to have ability to form partnerships and collaborations. And none of these actually involve your money. Thanks for tuning in. Remember, if you don't risk anything, you risk everything. And my favorite quote of the moment, a Chinese proverb, talk doesn't cook rice.